At this week's Center Wellington Council meeting, a proposed zoning amendment sparked discussion around farmland use, local notification, and environmental concerns. The proposal involves 6949 Wellington Road 7, a small agricultural property southeast of Elma. The land, currently used as a residential farm, could soon be home to a maintenance shop operated by AWF Farm Drainage, a company looking to service and repair its own farm drainage equipment. Robert Stovall, the planning consultant and legal representative for the buyer, says the business is a natural fit for the region's farming needs.
There's guidelines for permitted uses in the prime agricultural area. Our report addresses the six requirements in there. Again, we think that it conforms to everything that's set out in the guidelines. We think it's a good use of the land. And the bottom line is that the proposal would support agriculture and it would help a family business established in the township. So we hope that council would support us.
To proceed, the zoning would need to be changed from strictly agricultural to allow for what's considered an agricultural-related industrial use. While the proposed development avoids environmentally sensitive areas, one existing barn would be demolished to make space for a new 1,000-square-meter shop and parking area. The plan raised questions from nearby residents, particularly those in Elma, which lies just across the municipal border in Mapleton. Heather Smith, a Mapleton resident, voiced some concerns that the notification process may not have reached her community.
Because I thought it was curious that the announcement in the newspaper and on your website didn't have anything about Elma on it or Mapleton Township. You know, this little slight diagram, there was no mention. Somebody said here today that letters were sent out. Well, were letters sent out to anybody in Elma? Because I would imagine that there's a requirement for distance from the property, so much people in a certain distance, they would have to be notified. So I'd like to know if there was anybody in Elma that was notified.
In response, Brett Selman, the township's managing director of planning and development, clarified that Mapleton Township was informed of the application as required under the Planning Act. But notification wasn't the only concern. Smith also questioned the type and use of fuel that would be stored on site.
What kind of fuel is going to be stored there? And how much is proposed? Because if it's not regular gas and diesel, if it's something other than that, then I can see them wanting a fuel station on their property for a farm-related business. But if it's regular gas and diesel, shouldn't they go to the gas station, which is almost immediately across the street?
Stovall responded that any fuel stored would be strictly for AWF's own use, for tractors and trucks involved in the farm drainage work, and not for public sale.
It's not a commercial shop for repairing other people's equipment. It's for their own use, and it's not a fuel storage business. The on-site fuel would be just for their own trucks and tractors. It's like what lots of other farmers have on the site. So the fuel storage containers are all approved by TSSA, and they'd be double-lined and have containment included within that.
The application remains under review. Staff will now prepare a recommendation report for council, which will make a final decision at a later date. I'm Paul Harriet, reporting for The Grand at 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.